What do you do? What are you going to do? That's what we're going to do. What is going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA podcast. Yes, I said it, the MMA podcast, but your boy is hurt. Your boy is really sad because as a Philly native, it is Thursday night, around 11:30 at night, and the Sixers just got taken out of the playoffs. So your boy's been sitting here for almost an hour, just contemplating fandom and some of my life choices. But I am grateful to be here on a Thursday once again. Thank you so much to everybody who listened last week. Few hours later than usual, but you know what? Still Friday, so I will always hold myself to that standard, and I thank you all for appreciating that. So with that being said, let's get right into it. Straight off the bat, not a lot of crazy news, but the biggest news item of the week, we'll talk about it. It's pay-per-view week. So let's start off with UFC 274 live last week from the Footprint Center in Phoenix, Arizona. In the main event, Charles Oliveira took on Justin Gaethje. Gaethje was eligible to win the lightweight title if he would have won the fight. But Charles was not because of that amazing breaking news we had last week where, he missed weight by half a pound. And I'm going to reiterate it because I brought it up last week. I just want you to know. And, you know, one of my favorite MMA fighters that we'll get into in a few fights talked about it as well, where, you know, until you get into that cage, you have one job. And that's to make weight. I don't care if the scale was a quarter pound off, you know, a tenth of a pound. You got to be 155, brother. So, you know, he continues his winning streak with a first round rear naked choke submission of Justin Gaethje. Wild first round. Gaethje drops Charles twice. And, you know, amazingly doesn't go into his guard, I guess, amazingly. You know, no one wants to be in Charles Oliveira's guard, as we saw at the end of this fight and at the end of many fights. He is cerebral. He is an assassin on the ground. And he gets it done here, man. This dude is a problem. He is a issue for everybody in the lightweight division. This dude sparks Connor in less than 1.5 round. This dude, I don't know if I could pick a person who can beat him in the lightweight division at this moment. You know, as much as I would love for it to be my homie Michael Chandler, we saw how that went the first fight. And not that I don't want to see it again, because, you know, it was a phenomenal fight. But, man, lightweight is so much fun. Justin Gaethje loses nothing from this. It's so crazy. For someone to say, like, oh, Justin loses again, it's like, dude, this guy is kill or be killed. How could you not be a fan? But I know I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan. And I'm happy for Charles, man. I'm looking forward to what he does next. I see him, you know, let's see. I went over this on Twitter, so I want to talk about it. So we got Islam versus Charles. That should be the next fight. I think Beneil heals up and gets the winner of that. I think they should do Justin versus Connor. And a fight that we're about to get into, I think that they should do Michael Chandler versus Dustin Poirier. Yeah, I think that Tony should probably face like way down in the rankings. I believe I had him against Arman Tsarukyan, like that level fighter, like in the 15 to 10 range. So we will see, though, in the co-main event, Carla Esparza regains her title as she wins a split decision over Rose Namajunas.
Listen, excuse me.
Listen, if you're a champion, you have to defend your title. It's not the... Okay, I hope you understand this. It's not the challenger's job to beat you. It's for you to beat them. And you didn't do that, Rose. You went out and laid an egg. And I know that you went on the MMA Hour and said you got what you needed out of this fight, which, in my opinion, I think what you were looking for was how your mental game was working and how you would respond to, you know, the possibility of a takedown from someone who submitted you 8 years ago. And you passed that test. Unfortunately for you, I see about 3 fights before you fight for a title ever again. Good on Carla Esparza. She gets married this weekend, and she'll have the belt with her. So congrats to her. You know, wasn't what I was looking for. Obviously, Rose Namajunas is my favorite female fighter in the UFC. And I'm still a fan. I'm forever a fan. I still think she's one of the best, if not the best. Excuse me. I should probably take a drink. Let's see. That's good. This is truly strawberry hibiscus margarita style. I stole these from Jen. But that was your co-main event. We keep going down on the card. Michael Chandler versus Tony Ferguson was a spectacle. An incredible fight. Let's start off with the first round. Tony Ferguson comes out aggressive, as Tony Ferguson does. He moves forward. He moves forward, but he moves from side to side. Let's be honest. Tony Ferguson did Tony Ferguson things. It was borderline vintage Tony for a minute there. And it was exciting. I would say that it was nice to see Tony respond the way he did in that first round to coming out. He didn't lay an egg like he did against Beneil and like he did against Charles. He put up a fight. And he dropped Chandler. Which is crazy to say. He dropped Chandler, and Chandler responded with an incredible double leg. And I think, personally, that Chandler, you know, we're talking about how good Tony looked. Chandler won that first round. So, you know, I understand the excitement of seeing Tony Ferguson do Tony Ferguson things, but Chandler won that first round. It doesn't matter, though. 17 seconds of the very first round, Michael Chandler throws up an...
Please forgive me. The audio was not great there for the first 9 minutes, but we're on. We're back on, and Michael Chandler throws the punt kick from hell, Randy Orton style, straight to the dome piece of Tony Ferguson and lays him out cold for the first time in his career. Michael Chandler gets the victory. And it doesn't stop there. You know, it's cool to say how Michael Chandler just knocked out Tony Ferguson. But it's amazing to say, like, I can't believe that I'm saying this. Michael Chandler goes on to cut one of the greatest MMA promos of all time, straight up out of the pro wrestling handbook. He calls out the main event fighters, Charles Oliveira and Justin Gaethje. He leads it up with this incredible, like, and if Hunter Campbell and Sean Shelby have a momentary lapse of judgment, and they don't give him the title fight, he's got one name on his mind. Conor McGregor! Oh my God. Dude, I've watched this promo multiple times. Like, a lot. I've watched it quite a lot. And it gets better every time. This guy is phenomenal. He calls out Conor McGregor. He says he wants him at his biggest, his baddest, his healthiest. He'll fight him at 170. And God bless. See you at the top, man. Michael Chandler crushes that promo. He crushes the fight, man. Star of the weekend, in my opinion. Michael Chandler was the star of the weekend, man. Unfortunately for Tony Ferguson, but I know we'll see him back. Looks like he's back to work again. And I pray that he does take a little bit of time off, maybe like 4 months
before he signs a fight.
We'll probably see him in Q4 of 2022. So moving on. Ovin St. Preux, OSP, defeats Shogun by split decision. Randy Brown defeats Chaos Williams by a really close split decision. Fun fight. Those guys are going to be ranked soon. They're so damn good. So damn good. Randy Brown is a beast. Chaos Williams is a monster. Looking forward to see where they go soon. The ageless Francisco Trinaldo defeats Danny Roberts by unanimous decision. Macy Chasson puts on a snooze fest against Norma Dumont and defeats Dumont by split decision. Brendan Royval does Brendan Royval things as he submits Matt Schnell with a guillotine choke in the first round. That was a great performance, man. Brendan Royval is a beast. Blagoy Ivanov defeated Marcus Rogério de Lima by unanimous decision. Andre Fialo, what a freaking beast that guy is. He defeats Cameron Von Kamp by TKO in the first round and books his next fight. Andre Fialo is going to Singapore. The returning Tracy Cortez comes back to defeat Melissa Gatto by unanimous decision. It was good to see Tracy in there. Hope she fights more frequently. CJ Vergara finally gets a win on the main roster when he defeated Clayton Rodriguez by split decision. My girl, Lupita Lupi Godinez, just dominates Ariane Carnelosi and defeats her by unanimous decision. And Journey Newsom defeated Fernie Garcia by unanimous decision. That was UFC 274. Phenomenal event. Chandler, must see. Charles versus Justin, must see. Carla versus Rose, don't bother. I'm telling you, Carla won. But that was the UFC. That was the biggest news of the week, so let's get into some fight announcements. As always, our fight announcements are brought to you by UFC News Alerts on Instagram. Thank you so much for the team at UFC News Alerts for always posting the most frequent fight announcements in MMA. And we get right into it with David Onama versus Austin Lingo, Sean Woodson versus Luis Saldana, Mandy Bohm versus Victoria Leonardo, Myra Bueno Silva versus Stephanie Ager, Sajar Eubanks versus Marina Morose. Amanda Lemos returns to take on Michelle Waterson. Man, does the UFC not like Michelle Waterson? What is this? This is crazy. Does the UFC really not like this lady? She was so marketable. What happened to you guys? They fell out of love with her. Jakar Close, we were talking about him a few weeks ago. He is back to face Diego Fajeda. Terrence McKinney takes on Eric Gonzalez. King, Bobby King Green is back to face Jim Miller. Vicente Luque versus Jeff Neal. Paul Craig versus Volkan Ozdemir. Adrian Yanez returns. My boy, he takes on Tony Kelly at UFC Austin. Ramiz Brahimat takes on Michael Morales. Donald Cerrone versus Joe Lauzon is rebooked for UFC Austin. Excuse me. Molly McCann going back to London to take on Hannah Goldie. Brendan Moreno versus Kai Kara-France 2 for the interim flyweight title is targeted. Set to be signed very soon for UFC 277 on July 30th. We have Corey McKenna versus Miranda Granger. Arman Tsarukyan versus Matuj Gamrot. And Ji-Young Kim versus Maria Agapova. So that was our fight announcements. Thank you so much to UFC News Alerts for those fight announcements. I appreciate it as always. Let's continue with last week. Last Friday, hours after we recorded, we had PFL 3 for the 2002 regular season headlined by Kayla Harrison versus Marina Makina. And Kayla does Kayla things. She UD unanimous decisions Marina in the main event. Very rare unanimous decision from Kayla. I don't know. Does it matter? Does she have to get finishes? Like, winning is just as important. But the thing about the PFL is that the finishes, you're incentivized to get them. So I'm sure she'll be back in 3 months and start some poor girl in the first 30 seconds. Carlos Leal defeated Ray Cooper III. Anthony Pettis submits Miles Price in the first round by triangle choke. The Red King, Rory McDonald, defeated Brett Cooper by submission due to a rear naked choke in the first round. Larissa Pacheco defeats, I'm not even going to try to say that name, in the first round by TKO. Jenna Fabian defeated Julia Budd on this card. And yeah, Gleison Tibau lost a split decision to some guy that I can't pronounce his name. After Gleison Tibau, quote-unquote, defeated Rory McDonald. Oh, my God. That was PFL 3. Good to see Kayla still. But I want her to starch these girls all the time. It's a gift and a curse being a Kayla Harrison fan because she's so good that if she doesn't crush somebody, you start to get nervous. And it's like, no, she doesn't have to finish everybody. She needs some cage time too. So that was PFL. Let's head to this weekend, starting off in London from the SSE Arena in London, England. Bellator 281, MVP versus Storley for the interim welterweight championship. This is an exciting fight, obviously, because MVP is in it. This is a tough-ass fight for MVP. He's got a phenomenal wrestler in front of him who's going to want to take him down. But I see this fight ending in dramatic fashion. Congrats. Early congrats to MVP for winning this fight and finally becoming a champion for Bellator. I cannot wait to see you in the UFC. I cannot wait to see you in the UFC at 185. Yeah, I said it, at 185. In the co-main event, we have Lyoto Machida, one of my favorite fighters of all time. I don't think I talk about that enough because I think his career has been so marred with controversy recently, you know, just not great anymore. But he was great at one point, you know, the anniversary of the kick to Vitor was, I believe, today or yesterday. Still such a crazy thing to see. He's taking on Fabian Edwards. Denise Kielholtz is back versus Kana Watanabe. Paul Daly in his last MMA fight, allegedly, of all time. He's taking on Wendell Giacomo. Daniel Weichel is back. Who else is on this card? Charlie Ward. And that's it. Man. Shout out to Bellator with this main event. It's really just MVP, let's be honest. I am excited to see MVP. Never mad to see Lyoto. They love this Fabian Edwards guy, man. I don't know. He looked like a chump. Well, both of those guys didn't do very much in that fight. Fabian and Austin Vanderford. But we'll see what's next for Fabian. Let's see what he could do against Lyoto Machida. That takes us to Friday night. Live from the UFC Apex, it is UFC Fight Night. Blachowicz versus Rakic. Cool fight. Blachowicz's first fight back since the title loss. I believe we haven't seen Alexander Rakic since the Thiago Santos fight last March, where he was on the Blachowicz Adesanya card. Not an exciting fight. He doesn't have many exciting fights. He's built like a damn action figure, but it's unfortunate that he's not, like, exciting. His promos lack too, man. Gotta do better. But I'm pushing for Johnny Blacko here, obviously. It's, you know, he worked so hard, got to that title, won the title, defended the title, and just, you know, he called it. He said he when he woke up that morning, he knew he was going to lose. So that's crazy, like, self-awareness, but I'm excited to see him perform once again. Ryan Spann in the co-main events against Iwan Kutalaba, who's always fun to see. He's fun during, like, the weigh-ins, and then he gets to the fight. It's, like, just his eyes. But he doesn't, like, act on it. Like, we want you to be, like, this monster, and you're not. You just play that up until the fight. It's weird to see. Luis Smoka versus Davy Grant. Davy Grant had a freaking banger against Adrian Yanez. I believe it was last year. So, man. Luis Smoka's fun, but Davy Grant's the real deal. I expect him to finish Luis Smoka. Caitlin Chookagian, the newly re-signed Caitlin Chookagian, is taking on a debuting, in this weight class, Amanda Ribas, who I love. Obviously, Amanda Ribas is so much fun. She's moving up. And Caitlin Chookagian, someone who never really gets finished. And if she's going all three rounds, she's probably going to get her hand raised because she's just really good at getting her hand raised. So looking forward to seeing her back in the cage. It's so crazy that when she lost her title fight, she was talking about before that, you know, possibly building a family. And I guess fighting's just getting in the way. And she's not ready for it at the moment. But I'm excited to see what happens with her on this new contract. Frank Camacho is taking on Manuel Torres. Manuel Torres is really fun. I believe he had an incredible fight in the Contender Series. He defeated Colton Anglin with strikes in the first round. That should be a really, really exciting fight against Frank Camacho. Jake Hadley, also a Contender Series product. He is back to face Alan Nacimientos. Our girl, Andrea Lee, is back to take our other girl on, Viviani Araújo. two vets, Alan Patrick versus Michael Johnson. Two female vets, Verna Jandiroba versus Angela Hill. It's so crazy that when we met Angela Hill, she was like 4-0. Now she's 13-11. Tatsuro Tiara versus Carlos Candelario. This is the fight that just got rescheduled recently. And in the first fight of the night, the hometown boy, Andre Petrowski, takes on the bootleg, Diaz brother, Nick Maximov. Yes, that is UFC Fight Night, Blachowicz versus Rakic. We will be watching that on Saturday and coming back next Friday to talk about it. As always, we thank you for all your support. This has been this week's episode of YBE MMA. I am Josh Prepbegini. You can find me on all forms of social media. Elroy Preps in one word. You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA Podcast, as well as Teespring. Teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA Podcast. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Love your mothers. I love you, Mom. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.